Well, hello, friends. Welcome to Little Bit Weebish. I am your host, Megan Cardenas, and today we have a special mini weeb episode with my friend Taylor Thompson. Yay! it is not the same Taylor who was with me during the Ranking of Kings episode, so this is just another fun Taylor. Nonetheless, Taylor, how are you doing today?
I am absolutely fantastic. A little roasted in this sun right now, but it's going down, so I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You and I, we're both in the South. You're my neighbor. You're in Texas. I'm in Oklahoma. So yeah, we're like dying here. I see the videos where people are like cooking bacon, cooking cookies outside in the Texas heat. And that we've made it this far in the summer. So yeah, but everyone, I want you to know that Taylor and I first connected because we share a love of the Naruto blind bags and Avatar the Last Airbender. And, you know, she was there with me during my journey to find Husbando Kakashi. And, you know, I was there watching her finally get Jiraiya. So this is like, we're on the journey for each other. And, you know, throw an Avatar the Last Airbender and it just connects you to good people. That's all I'm saying.
It really does. Especially when you're like, you grew up with it. Yeah. There's nothing like watching it live and, you know.
Yes, exactly. And just like rooting for people to find the one that they're missing. It's like, gotta catch them all. You just hope to find the right one. Unless it's Yamato, and then you'll get like 500.
Yeah, so I don't know. Go to Texas if you really want to buy Yamato, because he's in every single blind bag.
Yeah, seriously. Well, everyone, today, Taylor and I, we are going to talk about anime universes that we would like to live in as the main character, which I want to clarify because I think this is going to be so fun because we might love an anime, but that doesn't necessarily mean we want to be the main character of that anime universe. Like, as much as I'd love to live in a world where, you know, Levi Ackerman exists.
Literally.
I will not live in Attack on Titan. I won't. I'd have to decline. So I think this will be fun for us.
I agree.
Yeah. So Taylor, why don't you kick us off with a definite yes, you'd want to live in this universe. And you just
definite start us off. Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. Well, if I'm going to start us off, I'm going to go very obscure. And I don't know how many people have seen this. I really don't, but I'm going to say Space Dandy. Have you seen Space Dandy?
Wow. No. Okay. Describe it for those of us who are like, I've never heard of this.
Well, I mean, okay. Simple explanation, because I don't want to get too into detail. The universe itself, it's just like I said, space, right? So I'm a nerd in other ways, not just a weeb. And so I love outer space. I love astrology. I love astronomy. And Space Dandy, I mean, main character's kind of a pervert. Okay, he's a big pervert. Let's be real. But but overall, they're traveling the galaxy. So you can't really complain about that. And so that, I think, would be like my obscure choice would be Space Dandy.
Okay. Have you watched Cowboy Bebop? Like, how would, like, you'd still choose Space Dandy over Cowboy Bebop?
I would. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe Space Dandy was done by either the same animators as Cowboy Bebop or the same writer as Cowboy Bebop. They're connected somehow. It's worth a Google. I'll have to figure it out later, but I know they touch somewhere.
And you'd still choose Space Dandy. Okay, people, there you go. That's a definite yes in the anime universe. I'm going to have to put that on my list now because I've never heard of that. I'm going to go, okay, so from one of my definite yeses, I'll just go basic. Almost obvious. Naruto/Naruto Shippuden.
Of course!
I'm sure it's on your list too, maybe, because who wouldn't want to be a ninja in the Hidden Leaf? Like, I also have this watch me prove you wrong streak in me. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I could make it while possessing the nine tails.
Absolutely. Not the bio, you know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, and Naruto is interesting in that sense where, like, everybody has chakra, you know? And so it's not like you're selected over the... I mean, of course, you know, you've got, like, the Uzumakis and the reserves of chakra, and you've got special clans within it, but... It's not as though nobody can, unless you're Rock Lee, of course. Unfortunately, you can't control it, right? the Naruto universe is an absolute for, I think, anybody. Wars happen all over the place in any universe you go to, so you can't really count that. But yeah, main character-wise, for sure, I'd love to have Ninetales Fox. Ninetailed Fox.
Oh, 100%. And, like, I don't know... Naruto with his speeches on, like, the power of friendship, I'm like, yeah, I could probably, like, talk down some bad guys with that also. So, talk like, no jutsu. talk no jutsu. Yeah, it would totally work. Okay, tell us another definite yes, the anime universe you'd want to live in also.
You know, I think, not that you... stole my answer, but I think it's easy as well, because when I was debating the two, and two of the tabs that I have up right now with, like, the maps of the world, right, their world building in general, would be One Piece. Like, I was in the Navy, and so I am a sailor at heart, and so it's like, oh, great. Uh-huh, yeah, like, driving the ship and everything, and so I think... everything within the One Piece universe is super, super cool. And I'm not even halfway through it yet, but yeah, it would be great. I'm just going to put it out there if you haven't seen One Piece yet.
Wow, that is a major flex. I'm a sailor at heart. Wow. Well, first off, thank you for your service. And also, that's super cool. I'm going to have to ask you questions more about that later.
Yeah, for sure.
I also have a friend who's dying to have me start One Piece. Like, and I see your love for it also. So I'm like, maybe I need to start it again. Maybe I need to try getting past episode 3. So...
that was me with the first episode. I was like, oh my gosh. All right, what the heck? We just got this hungry dude in a barrel. Like,
exactly. Okay, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to tell my husband, we're sitting down and we're giving this a shot. We're going to watch at least 20 episodes.
Definitely.
And see if it's worth the hype. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm convinced. Okay, now maybe you've watched either of these. I'm going to say two of them because their worlds are very similar. It's Kamisama Kiss and Noragami. Have you seen either of them?
You know, I haven't. And that's interesting because, like I said, I've seen Space Dandy, so you'd think I've seen just about everything.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Immediately put these on your list. Okay.
All right. All right. Let me make a note.
I mean, especially if I had to pick, like, maybe you want to watch it, you know, with other people, Noragami is, like, a top favorite of both mine and my husband's, but also we recently got a non-weeb friend into anime.
And with those?
Yeah, not with Kamisama Kiss, but he binged Noragami in, like, 4 days. Both
really?
Seasons. When he came over to visit us. So yeah, definitely if you had to pick Noragami, but watch both. They're so good. They're so good.
Well, describe them to me then, because I mean, describe that universe to me.
Okay. So basically, I mean, they're both in Japan, modern day, but both of the main characters have access to the god / spiritual realm.
Okay.
With Kamisama Kiss, the girl actually gets, like, given the gift of becoming the god of a shrine. Ooh. And so she now has access to the whole spiritual realm. And a lot of the other gods are very mad that a human is the god of a shrine now.
Yeah.
And then with Noragami, the main character girl, she tries to save a boy from getting hit by a bus, but turns out the boy is actually a lesser known god. And so because of this accident, she, like, kind of died, kind of got back to life. Mm-hmm. So he now has to help her. And because she tags along with him in his quest to become a more famous god, a more celebrated god, mm-hmm. she gets connections to the god of war, the god of learning, like all kinds of things. And it's just, oh my gosh, it's
you know, so I'm surprised I haven't watched it because, like, on another side note, I love like gods and goddesses and stuff. So like Lore Olympus, you know?
Yes. Okay. Oh my gosh. You will love this.
Okay.
Immediately check it out. It will be so good.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'd want to live there. It kind of is cheating because it's kind of like modern day Japan, but the spiritual realm connection makes it feel otherworldly all the same.
You know, and that's kind of why I wanted to bring up Jujutsu Kaisen. I mean, if we're getting back into shonen, because yes. that's the majority of what I watch, but I wanted to bring Jujutsu Kaisen up, but I know it takes place in like regular old Japan, like Tokyo. And so I was like, does that really count? Because it'd be cool to live in like modern day in Japan, of course. But then you've got,
of course,
you've got everything else being sorcered out.
I also debated putting Jujutsu Kaisen on my list as well. So mm-hmm. you know what? It's on our list.
There we go. Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to live in Japan? Let's just put it out.
Oh my gosh, let's go on a field trip and just move there and it'd be great. So, yeah. But okay, do you have any other definite yeses on your list?
I think definite yes, yeah. Pokemon World, I love animals, Pokemon, like you can't not talk about places you want to live when nostalgic wise it's so prominent in my life and I'm sure yours.
Oh, just, yes.
I mean, uh-huh. yeah, I'd have to say Pokemon. And if I have to explain that to anybody, then you just need to get out of the community, okay?
Yeah, you are not part of the anime community in the 90s and early 2000s. And if you get it, you get it. And if you don't, you don't.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Well, okay. I have two more that I want to bring up. And then maybe we can talk about like our maybes or our definite no's.
Yeah, definitely.
Because for me, I feel like... Now, I'm behind on this series, uh-huh. But I feel like My Hero Academia would be so fun because who wouldn't want a superpower? Like, who wouldn't
Yes! Want- you know, and that was a thing that got me into My Hero Academia. Super Marvel nerd over here. I like DC, but I like DC TV shows over movies. But let's get back to weeb stuff, right? But yeah, My Hero Academia, I love the concept, but then, you know, you get into communities and people are like, My Hero Academia fans are this, they're that. And so I'm not really deterred by that kind of stuff. So I was like, well, maybe it's just a bad anime. And then I was like, nah, let me see for myself. And then I love it. So I was like, well, I can't complain.
It's so good. Yeah. Anytime someone is like, the fandom is toxic, it's like, well, just ignore the fandoms because the anime is just worth dealing with it. So
absolutely.
Like, yeah, it's just, it's so good. And like, again, who wouldn't want a superpower? I feel like I would love to just, I don't know.
Well, if
I
was what would yours be? Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I know... Like, obviously, as a main character, it'd be Deku, so I would have no power and then somehow gain a power. But if it could be any power, I don't know. Gosh, I can't decide. What would you do? What would you do?
That's hard. I like, you know, as simple as it is, I like Froppy's abilities. I mean, I think she's super cool. I don't think I could deal with the sloppy tongue all the time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if we're not just counting strength, I think a lot of people in anime like to just, like, account for strength and usefulness. But I personally like to account for what's super cool and super fun. So even, you know, Uraraka's would be super cool. Just touch and float. So I've always wanted to fly.
That would be so fun. I think I also like Momo's. I hate her costume design. Don't even
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know. Bosom all okay. about it. Yeah.
Oh, seriously. And especially with like there's another character who also has similar powers, but his costume happens to stay on and he's fully clothed. And I'm like, why is it that the female, anyway, we're getting sidetracked here.
You know how it is.
Exactly. It's like, I know why it's there, but I love her power, just to like the ability to create anything.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty well, cool.
And match with her IQ too. It's like, that's the thing that I think is the worst part about her costume, is it almost distracts from the fact that she's actually super intelligent and yes. can create things on the fly. Like they highlight that in the show. They're like, yeah, she's like super smart. And then they, you know, misogynistically throw out this whole costume thing and her being, you know.
So. I know. I mean, yeah, I love her so much. I love her power, the costume. I'm like, come on. Especially with her being in high school, I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, Midnight. She can be sexy, sultry. Like, it's fine. Do I think it's weird that she's like that in front of high schoolers?
Yes. Yeah.
But, like, she's an adult and that's her spiel. But come absolutely. On.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that would probably be my power in general. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The My Hero Academia universe would be just so cool. So,
it really would. I agree. I'd have to 100% agree with that.
Yes. Okay. Is there anyone else on your definite yes list? Because I've got one more. So we can...
Gosh, on my definite yes list? I mean, none that I've thought too hard about at this moment that we haven't already mentioned.
Okay, fair. I think, okay, this also like kind of might not count for some people, but have you ever watched Inuyasha?
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay,
yes.
Okay, yes. I love the idea of like Japan in the feudal era mm-hmm. where there's like the demons, the supernaturals, mm-hmm. Especially if I had to like go back like Kagome, where I'm like, I've got a gang of people who like yeah. know what they're doing. I'm like, I can handle that. So I think that would be super fun. So
you know, that would be a maybe for me. And I think that's along the same lines of like how Bleach is, right? With like beings yeah. that are there that you can't see, or demons that are there that you can't see. And that's also why I think JJK was kind of on my maybe list, just because like, unless you're the main character, there's not much else going on in that universe, right? Like,
very true.
And so that's that would be the only like maybe, but like at least in some of the ones that we named, it's like, okay, well, you can be a regular person and still see a Pokemon, or you can be a regular person and still like use ninjutsu if you practice hard enough, you know? And so
exactly.
Just like, yeah, well, if you're just like some regular person in some of these universes, you're just kind of living. And that's, I mean, that could be fun too.
You know, I feel like that would be a better option than like dying really quickly.
Absolutely.
Like Attack on Titan.
That's
you know?
A definite no.
Or becoming like you're the protagonist and the antagonist, you
uh-huh,
know,
uh-huh.
in Attack on Titan. So yeah, I also judge this based on my likelihood to stay a good guy, a good gal, and to live long. So I did judge my universes based on that.
But I think the thing you can't really, with the only flaw in that is that as soon as you become a Titan, your lifespan is chosen. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, well, if you're going to be a main character in AOT, then it's like, you can still be a good guy and do what you can for the people. Like think about like Armin, right? He's still a good guy and doing what he can mm-hmm. for the people, but homie has a lifespan. He's gonna die. Like,
that's true. Well, and like too much like corruption and like, anyway, the mm-hmm. attack. I would want to hear from people who would still choose Attack on Titan. If
and I want another
reason. Anime universe. Exactly, because I'm like, the cons outweigh the pros. Like, the only pro is that Levi Ackerman lives in that world.
Yes. You know? Absolutely.
Like that, you know, and Sasha Bross would probably be my best friend there.
Yes.
But other than that, I don't know if there are any pros on that list.
No.
So I want to...
Getting eaten alive
people.
Is not ideal, okay? And so the likelihood of getting eaten alive in that show is high, and that is enough for me to go, you know what, I'll enjoy the beach somewhere else.
Exactly. Every anime has a beach scene practically. You can take your pick elsewhere. Okay, well, I have a few no's and I do have a maybe. So maybe we can like shift gears on things that we considered, but maybe we chose not to. Do you have any of those that you want to add?
I mean, I know we've discussed, like I said, Attack on Titan, of course, right?
Right.
I think, again, kind of gearing away towards shonen for the most part. Like, Death Note, I really wouldn't want to live in Death Note society.
Yeah.
It's not so much that I think, because it's another one of those that's just kind of like modern day, quote unquote.
Yes.
But like, the idea of any sort of, what are they called? Utopia?
Utopia.
Any sort of utopia where somebody's like a living god is just doesn't sit right with me. And so it's like, nah, free will doesn't really live at that point. If I can't run around and, you know, do something silly and mess up, and then I die because he doesn't like what I'm doing. Like, oh my goodness. So.
Exactly. Well, and if you were like the main character, Light, I mean, you would go from justifying a lot and feeling very self-righteous to then like truly being the worst person ever. And we don't want to evolve that way. We don't want to become the bad guy. So
I don't want to be a good guy by killing in general, right? And so that's why even like the main character, like even Luffy still never killed anybody that I know of, you know what I'm saying? And so it's like, you know, Naruto did his best not to kill anybody. So it's like, that's all right, true. Well, you know, Light, he's literally making the world better, quote unquote, by killing people. And then you just got Aaron doing what he's doing. So,
exactly.
No justification.
Exactly. There's a theme with those characters for sure. Okay, here's one that is on my absolute no, especially despite the fact that I do enjoy this anime. Mm-hmm. I would not, as the main character, want to live in the Demon Slayer universe.
That is another one. That is an absolute another one. I think civilian-wise in that too, right? Like, there's so much, as a main character, there's so little you can do for a lot of the civilians in those instances, and that's really hard, you know?
Yeah, and like, you get there when the problem has been really bad. So like, mm-hmm. there's already a lot of suffering, plus the tests that they have to take to even become Demon Slayers. I'm like, I can't even handle a haunted house or a haunted forest. Like, I would not make it.
Absolutely not. Again, if I don't know that they're there, then it's boring. But if I do know that they're there, then I'm terrified. You know what I'm saying? First episode of some of these animes, I'm just like, man, what did I get myself into? It's like watching Supernatural all over again.
Oh my gosh. Okay, my husband and I are on season 14. Of Supernatural, and oh my gosh, this is my first time watching it. I'm very upset. We'll see how it goes. I'll tell you how
Keep watching.
But also with this Demon Slayer, I'm like, as the main character, I wouldn't want my whole family taken out. Like, that's another
that
thing where I'm like, I need to draw the line here. So it's a no for me, despite the fact that I do love the anime. Another one that I was like flat out no is Parasite. Have you seen Parasite?
You know, I never got into Parasite. Let me put it that way. So it's like, and not so much that I didn't like it. It was just like, I would start watching it, but then I'd be like, nah, I'd rather finish, you know, Hunter x Hunter at the time, or I'd rather finish this at the time. And so I would just go back and I just haven't crawled my way back to Parasite. I mean, I've watched Darwin's Game and I still haven't finished Parasite, so.
You know what? Fair. And honestly, I'd rather you watch Noragami over Parasite. Even though
Parasite's
one of my favorites, especially the manga. Oh my gosh. And the manga is so freaking good. I think the manga might become like one of my favorite manga of all time.
Really?
Because, yes, it's like horror and gory, obviously, if you can handle that. But like, the themes on humanity, the value of human life, and who makes that call on the value of a person or the value of another living creature, it's so good.
Interesting.
But I would not want to live in that world at all, because you can't really tell who is a parasite. You can't really tell until it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
And as the main character, he kind of has a problem with, you know, the parasite that he is now attached to. And that just causes his whole world upside down. And I'm like, I just can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah, so- that you're right. You're right. I think what I've noticed is that a lot of it is very, like, I guess, personal too, whenever you're the main character. So I can definitely, I guess I hadn't put that much thought into that aspect of it. I'm sitting here like, powers, powers, powers. Cool, cool, cool. You're like, no, despair and watching your family die. And I'm like, oh man, I should have thought about that. Oh man, Naruto grew up an orphan. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be absolutely devastating. So maybe I recant on that. No, just joking. You know,
I actually did not even think about how Naruto lost his whole family. Meanwhile, that was one of my reasons for Demon Slayer. I just
found, well, no, but homie found his whole family dead. Naruto did not find his family dead. So there's definitely a difference. It's not completely paralleled. I would still support you in that.
Okay, good. All right. I was going to be like, oh no, where am I going with this? Okay, cool. Everything remains the same.
Yes.
But yeah, I would not. I think that my thing is that I'm like, I have this massive fear of like gruesome death and the fear of the unknown. So that's why, like, Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer, Parasite, they are all on the absolute no list for me.
Like, yep.
Can't do it.
Dying a gruesome death, I think, is enough to not want to be in any universe. You know what I'm saying?
So. Exactly. Yes. Okay. Do you have any more definite no's that you want to throw out there? Because I have one, maybe, and maybe you can help me decide if you've seen this anime or not.
I do not have any more definite no's at the moment. But again, I mean, living in just about any universe is up in the air at this point. I mean, Hunter x Hunter would still be cool. But if you're the main character, again, it's just kind of like, well, what happens, you know?
That's true. I mean, Hunter x Hunter, though, I feel like that actually would be kind of cool. Because you'd have this crazy strength. You'd have a best friend. A creepy guy. Who, like,
creepy stalker.
But, like, that could be the worst of your problems, and that's okay.
But you're, like, literally just a kid, just, like, having fun, for the most part, right? Of course, without spoilers, yeah. It does get a little different, a lot different. But it's like, yeah. True. And I don't really understand the power scaling, if we're being honest. I just think it's really cool and fun. So that's why I can't really say I'd want to live in that universe, because I'd be like, what are we playing rock, paper, scissors for?
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, yeah. Maybe that could be a maybe. I still would want to suss that out, because now that you mentioned, I'm like, that could actually be really fun. But I don't know. We'll see. Okay. My maybe, I can't decide if it's a definite yes or a definite no. But so on the podcast, we covered Attack on Titan, and then we've also covered Ranking of Kings. Have you seen it?
I haven't, but honestly, your podcast is making me want to watch it.
Girl.
It's okay. Only because, like I said, it's only because, like, I only shortly intermissioned One Piece to watch Spy Family, and that's because it was, like, so short, and so I was like, okay, I'll watch Spy Family. But then it's like, okay, well, I have to actually sit down. Everyone talks about how good Ranking of Kings is, and so I'm like, okay, I want to be able to put my whole, like, Taylor Ussy into this, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yes, fair, totally fair, and also don't feel bad because confession, I still haven't watched Spy Family.
Okay, so I don't feel so bad.
Don't feel bad, because it has literally taken over everyone's life, and I'm like, yay, but I still haven't watched it.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Anya.
Oh my gosh, Anya. It's like, okay, I already love Anya, but I have no freaking clue about her. So it's anyway.
I like it. And again, it's another one of those that's just kind of like modern day, not so much like powers or anything. Well, I guess there is her, right? But still, it's interesting in that regard, because it's like everyday life, like trials and tribulations for a spy family. So.
Okay. I love Spy Kids, you know, for us like early 2000s kids. Oh, yeah. So. Or 90s kids. So yeah, maybe I would also love that. But yeah, so definitely watch Ranking of Kings. It is so good. Even my husband, who was like, I probably won't like that, he like judged it right away. Mm-hmm. But we're like, let's just watch it and see what the hype is. And he and I were both getting teary-eyed and we're like, what the heck is this anime? Like, it was so good and it gets you in your feels. So just be prepared when you decide to actually watch it. But
okay, definitely will then. Definitely will. Okay, actually, you know, I do have one more. Sorry, little quick one.
Oh, go for it. Yes.
So my one other one that is a definite no, now that we're talking about like kid animes, I guess, animes where kids are the main characters, is A Promised Neverland. It's going to be A Promised Neverland. And that's,
oh my gosh, yes.
Again, another one of those where I don't feel like there should be a justification for not wanting to be an orphan that's going to get, well, without spoilers, yeah. You know? So. Yeah.
That is actually a great definite no one, because I completely forgot about it after the mm-hmm. disappointment of season two.
Mm-hmm.
Season one was incredible. Season two, mm-hmm. not so much. So, yeah, I have to agree with you there. That would yeah. be a horrible anime universe. Like, what a plot twist is all I'm saying. If you haven't watched it, like, at least watch season one.
And you can die happy on a hill with season one. Yes. But at least yeah. you won't be disappointed by season two. You can just watch season one and go, ah. Good day. Sad day, yeah. but good day.
Yeah, it's not happy at all, but at least no. you'll like know the perfection that it was and just mm-hmm. leave it at that.
Definitely.
So, okay, yeah. Now, okay, you haven't seen Ranking of Kings, so I'm just going to skip my rationale because it's in my maybe. And
okay.
when you watch it, think about if you're the main character, Boji.
Mm-hmm.
If you would be him, would you still do it?
I will. When I watch it and then the other two that you mentioned, I will definitely, we'll have to like recircle back so I can give you my opinion yes. on them. And then it'll be a whole different conversation. It'll just be about like new animes that we've seen that we formed an opinion on.
Exactly. Maybe I'll watch One Piece. I can't promise anything because it's a huge investment of time.
It is.
But I'll do Space Dandy, at least. So,
I mean, you're better off watching One Piece, just entertainment-wise, okay? I'll put that out there, but I mean, Space Dandy is just fun, in my opinion.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Well, yeah, we'll definitely have to circle back because we have stuff on our list
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I have everything off on my list. So you're good. I'm good.
Yeah. Yep. Glad I got it off my chest.
Yes. Me too. I think that's a wrap. So, Taylor, thank you so much for joining me on this mini-weeb episode. And tell the people, if they want to connect with you, how they can do that.
Yeah, thank you so much, Megan, for inviting me, for one. But also, yeah, I'm on TikTok, and then... I don't know if you can link my name. It's a little hard to say, but it's Chia Boy, but you know, it's been my username for everything forever. But anyways, if you go to my TikTok, my Instagram's on there too. So yeah,
exactly. And also you do custom embroidery hoodies, which are mm-hmm. super cool. So if you want some merch, also check you out as well. Yeah,
definitely. Yes. Yeah. That. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Everyone, go find Taylor. I will put her handles in the show notes so you can like find it easier. But yeah, thank you again, Taylor. It was great having you.
It was. Thank you. We'll have to do this again. I appreciate it so much.
Oh my gosh. 100% yes.